Joining us now on the Time Warner Cable Digital Phone Hotline from MLBTradeRumors.com, Tim Durkis. Tim, how's it going, man?
Good. Thanks for having me, Nick.
So, which piece of the Kansas City Royals, assuming they're sellers at the trade deadline, would be most attractive to a contending team?
I think that has to go to Jeff Francis, just because of the scarcity of decent starting pitching. I'm not sure if Francis qualifies as maybe a number three, number four on a contending type of team, but he's healthy right now and he takes the ball and he usually gives you a decent start, having a pretty good year in half of a season. So I think that's the guy you might be able to get something for.
I'm a little curious because for example, when we'll talk about Wilson Betemeade in a moment, but people were wondering if and when the Royals would bring up Mike Moustakas, what they were going to do with Betemeade. And I'd made the point that right now, more teams are in the race than will be in the race come the trade deadline. Why are teams so hesitant to make trades until the trade deadline?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it makes more sense to make some moves now. I mean, you can get an extra month of the player. If you really want Wilson Betemeade, why don't you just go after him now? I don't think the price to acquire him is going to be anything crazy. And rather, you go after him on July 31st and you only really get him for 2 months. For smaller pieces, I think it makes sense to just go after them when you need them, if they're available.
You mentioned Wilson Betemeade. Would Betemeade have to be a guy that is paired with someone such as a Francis in order to get anything substantial, or could, for the right team that really needs a third baseman, particularly maybe a National League team, could he be a guy that you could actually get a legitimate piece for the future for the Royals?
I don't think you're really going to get much of a legitimate prospect for him alone. I think you might get a guy in the lower reaches of the minor leagues where, some kind of wild card prospect who, could come through but is certainly not a top 100 type of prospect. You might be best served doing what Dayton Moore did last year with and Keelan Farnsworth. Put them together, then maybe you extract a prospect, on the level of Tim Collins that they received.
Clint Robinson, I don't know how much you know about him, but he won the minor league triple crown last year. He is crushing it again this year, but of course he plays first base. And with the Royals having Eric Hosmer and having Billy Butler, he's blocked entirely at first base. Does a guy like Clint Robinson have any value in a trade because the Royals are never going to be able to use him?
I think he has a little bit. The thing is, he's not quite a young prospect anymore. He's 26 years old. So, there are a decent number of guys in the minors who are, of that age or maybe a few years older who kind of have these types of seasons where they're really crushing it. On the other hand, sometimes these guys turn out to be Nelson Cruz, where they really just didn't get the big league shot until a little bit later in their career, and the monstrous minor league numbers did mean something. So I think he has trade value at this point. As you said, he's certainly blocked, so he's a good candidate to go. And it could be in the off season; it doesn't necessarily have to be a July thing.
Tim Durkis from MLB Trade Rumors with us. What about Melky Cabrera? Lorenzo Cain was part of the Zach Greinke trade. He's a part of the Royals' future. Melky Cabrera is not. How much value does he have?
I think just a touch of value, kind of in the Betemeade range. Cabrera, in a way, is a center fielder, but I don't think there's tons of teams dying to throw him out there as their regular center fielder. Probably more so teams looking for a fourth outfielder, a good fourth outfielder, who's going to be cheap. So I don't think he's going to bring you anything huge, but somebody will probably pick him up. It makes sense.
Talking to Tim Durkis from MLB Trade Rumors. Tim, no one is really planning on this happening or assuming this will happen, but Royals 7 games out of first. Let's say the Tigers go in the tank or the Royals win, leading up to the trade deadline, 25 of 40, and they are all of a sudden 3 games out. Who are the types of players that if the Royals all of a sudden wanted to be buyers that they could acquire because they have such a low payroll and there might be guys that teams aren't really worried about the prospect haul in return, just want to get their dollars off the books?
You could find a few players, I think, on the Dodgers of that nature. You know,
because they're broke.
Some expensive starting pitchers. The Royals need starting pitching if they are going to kind of make that dream run at the playoffs this year. I think you could go grab a Ted Lilly or a Hiroki Kuroda if Kuroda would approve a trade. I mean, that would be a big obstacle for those particular guys. But that would be the type of player to go after. You could go after the Cubs' Ryan Dempster. You know, there are quality pitchers who are paid, you know, $10 million plus, and that is who the Royals, you know, might want to go after if they don't want to, you know, give up any kind of prospect at all.
You mention on here as guys the Royals could possibly trade if they are sellers, Kyle Davies. Kyle Davies, best I can tell statistically for his career and for this year, is one of, if not the worst starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. Do teams really need starting pitching that badly, or would Davies just be a salary dump?
You know, I think he's probably a little more likely to be released, but it kind of depends. You know, is he going to come back this month? Is he going to look like at least the Davies who could post, say, a 5 ERA and maybe show you something once in a while? In that vein, you might find a National League team who would take on half of his salary. So, you know, you gotta manage your expectations with a guy like Davies, who, as you said, has been statistically horrible this year and has been mediocre at best in the past.
Tim Dirkus from MLB Trade Rumors. Tim, love your stuff. Appreciate you coming on the show, man.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. There's Tim Dirkus from MLB Trade Rumors.